will go ahead and drain a few threes, and I'm sure he's going to in the rest of this game in the second half. But it's not going in for him, and with a 9-point deficit, the ring just seems to get a little bit smaller, a little bit smaller. And inside Cole Israelson, he just does not have the room because Paul Zwemer will not allow him to have the room. It's been fun.
As far as individual points go, I might point out before we get there that the youth programs of the Elkton-Pigeon-Bayport area is out playing basketball. Looks like a bunch of third and fourth graders out here. Good program coming up here. A Crone kid actually just nailed a three-pointer a few minutes ago. As far as Cass City, though, goes, Cody Orban, their leading player typically in scoring, has only had 2 points, and that came right in the beginning of the game. He's been silent since. Colin Hartwick with a three early, nothing more. Jacob Perry with a two early, nothing more. And Cole Israelson with 4 points, leading the Cass City Redhawks in scoring with 4 points, two free throws, and one layup. As far as the team from the free throw line, they're 2 for 2 for 100%, and 5 team fouls, and that comes with 5 different players, Rasmussen, Hartwick, Schenk, Cody Ross, and Cole Israelson all with one, so no foul trouble for the Cass City Redhawks. For the Lakers individually, Andrew Mead with 2 points, Nick Post with 2 points, Kyle Binder with 2 points, Dominic Guardian with a free throw, Jared Schutte with 2 threes for 6 points, and Paul Zwemer leading all scorers right now with 7 points, 5 in the first quarter. They went 4 for 6 from the free throw line in the first quarter, none shot in the second quarter. So for the half, they're shooting 66% from the free throw line. John?
For Cass City, in the first quarter, they came out and they shot 3 for 13, which is 23%, but you kind of figure, well, that's a little rust or a little bit of cold getting off the bus. You figure the second quarter would begin to warm up. Guess again. They were 1 for 10, 10%. The entire half, 4 for 23, 17%. I mean, the second quarter, the bottom just fell out for them. For the Lakers, they shot 28% in the first quarter, and then, you know, the defense picked up a little bit. 3 for 13 in the second quarter, 23%. For the entire half, the Lakers shot 7 for 27, 25%. I'm sure both coaches are looking for a higher percentage shot and for them to make their opportunity shots. But right now, believe me, this night belongs to the defenses.
When you look at it all together, in the first half, only 31 points were scored between the two teams. 2 points for Cassie in the second quarter, and it wasn't much better for Lakers. They only had 7 points in the second quarter. So both sides doing very well on defense, and Lakers just scoring a little bit more in the first half. It's time for another quick break on WLAW Sports. 3.5 minutes before we start the second half, it's Lakers 20, Cass City 11.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The future is here. Thumb Cellular has launched the latest, fastest 4G service in the United States. It's 10 times faster than 3G will ever be. Get on a network like you've never experienced before. You now have access to 19 sites throughout the thumb. You also have access to Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide, with more coverage than all other networks combined.
I give you the future.
Thumb Cellular has a selection of devices that work with the 4G service, such as the Motorola Razr Max, Novatel Wireless USB Modem, and the Novatel Wireless MiFi Hotspot. For more information, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Prepare yourself for a 4G invasion with Thumb Cellular. The future of wireless is here.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
This is Cindy Cruzy, and at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we're part of the community. We grew up here, independent and locally owned. Thumb National believes in supporting our local athletes, and that's why we're here to remind you to support and attend the local school activities. You can make a difference in a youth's life by supporting those who are involved in athletics and all extracurricular activities.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company of Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
You make me feel good.
Time just about over here in Lakers. 40 seconds before we start the second half. The Lakers leading 20-11 over the visiting Cassidy Redhawks. The Cassidy Redhawks technically in first place, a half game behind reset, 3-0 in the Greater Thumb West standings. Lakers at 1-2, two games back at 4-5 overall. Cassidy 8-2. They've had seven road games so far in this season. And they're 6-1 on the road. Cassidy very good on the road. Let's see how they respond in the second half, John. What do you think Aaron Fernald told his team at halftime?
Well, he probably told them just to relax out there, play your game. I mean, they've been through this before, and what can you say? Both teams got out of their locker rooms with about 4 minutes to go left in the halftime. That tells me that they want to get going right away.
And it's going to be Laker ball to begin the second half due to possession arrow. And Schutte over two posts in the left wing. It's 38-17, Harbor Beach over Brown City at the half in Brown City in the Greater Thumb East. Thanks to our former sideline correspondent, Ryan Brown, for that one. In the game in front of us, it's 20-11, Cassidy trailing by 9 points. They feed it into Balzwemmer for the Lakers right into the lane, and he gets it stripped on his way up, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Laker ball right in front of us on the left side of a radio in front of their own hoop.
Cole Israelson is just not giving any quarter whatsoever.
They're actually going to say he's on the sideline about 3 feet from the baseline. Out there for Lakers, we have Post, Binder, Evan Kaczynski, Jared Schutte, and Paul Zwemmer. Out there for Cass City, we have Orban, Hartwick, Schenk, Perry, and Israelson. All stars for both teams back out there in the second half. Over to Binder on the right wing, 7:20 left. Still 20-11, Lakers. Now to the left corner, Schutte feeds it right down to the baseline to Post. Across to the opposite post to Binder, feeds it to Zwemmer, and we have a 3 second call against Binder, or Zwemmer, excuse me. Hung in the lane a little bit too long. I think that's the first 3 second call we've seen all season.
You know.
Is this the replacement instead of fouls? They're doing 3 second calls?
I was always taught that the 3 second call is probably the worst call in basketball.
John Mooney, folks, as Cody Orban brings it across the timeline, left to right across the radio now in the maroon jerseys for Cass City. 7 minutes to play in the third. No scoring yet in the third quarter here as Israelson goes to work, and he puts it through. A nice spin move right to the middle of the lane. He now has 6 points on the night. It's 20-13, a 7-point lead now for the Lakers. They're leading by 9 at halftime. Binder on the right wing dribbles into the free throw line, picks up his dribble, feeds it to Kevin Kaczynski. Dribbles once, a loose ball back into Binder's hands, right down the baseline, right through the lane, and right all the way to the right corner.
He had a reverse layup and didn't know it.
And now Schutte over to the right wing to Binder, feeds it into Post in between the high and low post. Now Zwemmer, top of the key, acting as point guard, resetting the offense. Point Israelson, 17 feet from the hoop. Over to Evan Kaczynski, left wing, being guarded by number 5, Lucas Schenk.
The Lakers are attacking very, very disciplined. They're moving the ball right now, get a little bit of a massage of the ball, but they're feeding the post. This is looking nice.
And Zwemmer does a little bit of a turnaround, and this one's partially tipped by Israelson. And Majeski wanted a foul, none called, no fouls yet in the second quarter, or second half. It's 20-13 Lakers. Cass City with the ball on the right side of your radio, over to the right wing, feed it into Israelson, and it's actually loose, and Zwemmer picks it up for the Lakers.
I don't think we're going to see too many fouls. This is the style of whistle that I know the Lakers would like to have.
And it's 7 combined fouls in the first half, none called in the second half. Kaczynski to Binder, top of the key, dribbling. Still dribbling, now has to get away with it so he does. And now it's stolen right at the top of the key by Jacob Perry, who slows it down, dribbling over to his left wing. 5:10 remains in the third. Lakers still has not scored.